Well, to me, it brings back memories immediately of 7 years ago in 2004 when 23 people died cockling. It's a very dangerous business, and there's got to be some concern that there's going to be more loss of life, repeat incident, because of what's going on at Lytham.
So take us back to when you got that call and just how long it took you to sort of realise what a big tragedy was unfolding in Morecambe.
Well, I got a call about 6 o'clock in the morning, the day after the incident happened, and about that time, 8 bodies had been found. But very quickly, as the day went on and the week went on, we ended up with a position where 23 people had died in Morecambe Bay. When you look at Lytham now, I understand there's about 300 people a day going there, and you can see that something similar very easily could happen. Something's going wrong out there. The fact that the RNLI have had to come out, I think it's 15 times now in a 7-week period. I think there's got to be a great concern. What I will say is I do know that people have put a great deal of work in to making cockling safer, the fisheries, health and safety, and of course the gangmaster licensing authorities. But when you've got that many rescues going on, something's happening, and I think the safest thing to do would be to shut the beds, to work out what's going wrong, and only reopen it again when cockling can be done safely without the need for these constant rescues.
I mean, obviously that would, I suppose, stop the problem, but do you worry people might then just be going out and risking it because it's such big business and big money?
Well, that was one of the problems with Morecambe Bay, is that I hadn't realised it, but huge sums of money can be made cockling. I think the current price is £1,200 for a ton of cockles. And so, yeah, there is the temptation that people will be greedy and go and cockle when it's not safe. But I kind of think that with the previous history of 7 years ago and what's happened in recent weeks, the safest thing to do is shut those beds, stop people cockling until it can be done safely. Otherwise, it's going to cost millions of pounds to investigate it, and there'll be all sorts of problems again. And there'll be a completely unnecessary loss of life.
So many things have come into play since the Morecambe Bay tragedy. Were you surprised when you've been hearing about all these things in Lytham now, because we've got the Gangmasters Licensing Authority and very strict conditions for people who can actually get a licence to go out cockling?
Well, I do know a lot of good work's gone in to make cockling safer, but unfortunately, cockling's a dangerous business. You're going out in the tide in boats that really aren't made for going out at sea, and if they get the tide wrong or if there's adverse weather conditions, it only takes a minor mistake or an act of God for something to go wrong. So, no, it doesn't surprise me people are getting into trouble cockling, but that's where it's imperative that the workers themselves don't go out when it's dangerous, and the authorities do everything they can to stop ill-equipped and poorly trained people going out, into the sea.